Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back to Spot After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell-Reisman is here. Karen's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Pretty impressive. President of Speak for Yourself, a communication consulting firm. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, which is one of my favorite books. And on, many others. She's a one-woman content production machine, and all of it will help you in your small business. She's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hard to believe, 17 years.
I know. We got you right out of high school, Karen. It's good to have you. It's good to have you back. So, one of the things that I have learned over the years. And that you've helped us to learn and reinforced over the years has been how to make the first pitch, the first to get to your, you know, to get people to listen, to get people to pay attention, to get people to want to be around you, to get them to not only do business with you once, but to come back and do it again. The first impression, the first thing you say to them out of the box is always important, isn't it?
It's crucial. Crucial. And
so go ahead.
A new phrase that I've been using in my work is called the attention economy. And there's an economy around our attention. And especially during crisis times or during something, let's say a pandemic, we are busier and have less time. And our attention is high commodity on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt this way, even during the best of times, that you are often staring at your screen, whether it's you're making a first impression or not. People are blasting into your mm-hmm. inbox. And your favorite key on the keyboard, yours, Jim, and everybody is listening to this show, the favorite key is delete.
I have to replace mine about twice a year because it wears out.
Because it wears out. You can't even see the letters
right,
anymore.
That's right.
We're dying to delete. Well, I didn't mean that to be a pun there. You will die because you will get deleted. And if paper's coming through, which is minimal, but we still get paper, your favorite filing cabinet, it's round
mm-hmm.
and it's oval, or it's oval. Anyway, it sits on your floor and you know what it is. And I just want everybody to know that the trash can on your computer and the trash can on your floor is where we love to put all of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep yourself out of the trash can, and how do you keep yourself from getting deleted? And I'd like to say that, again, during this pandemic, your attention span is even shorter, your patience is even less, and you're running out of Purell. So there are things we can do to not get deleted by your marketplace.
One of the words that I've tried to stick with over the years, and it's the word relevant, or it's alter ego irrelevance, and I've tried to help people understand if you want to achieve anything with your customers, they don't even have to love you, they might not even like you, but if you can be relevant to them, they'll do business with you. What do you think? And that's the thing that I think about when I try to approach someone. What can I do? What can I say? In whatever it is, whatever method I'm using, what can I say or do to make them think this guy's relevant to me? What do you think, Karen?
Beautiful word. It is, I would like to say that is the opposite of getting deleted, is being relevant. And let's talk about how to be relevant and how to be irrelevant. The first, this makes me crazy. I'm a big believer in social media. I am very systematic. I don't spend my whole day doing it. But LinkedIn is one of the ones that I spend some time with. And I have accrued, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not bragging, but I have about 5,000 followers.
Good for you.
And here's the deal. So many messages come into me that start with I. Mm-hmm. I click here to see my stuff. I do this. I do that.
Well, now, Karen, wait a minute, Karen. You're sitting there with nothing to do, hoping someone will make an offer
right.
to you. You're just sitting there thinking, oh, my goodness, will somebody please ask me to buy something? I can't wait. Aren't you?
It's not even, buying. You don't get to the buy thing. It says, I'd like 10 minutes. Watch my video. I'd
oh,
like
yeah.
10 minutes to show you this. I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to do that. And I will go to LinkedIn. Typically, I try to do this on Tuesdays, which I think is today. I will promise you that that is what I will see. And they'll get, I'll connect in with many of these people, but I won't read their stuff. They're not gaining traction with me. I'm gaining traction with them because I don't do that.
Yeah.
They're not gaining traction with me. And here's the simple clue. Don't do this anymore. Don't start with what I can do for you. You become more relevant if you've studied and done a tiny bit of research on them.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And you know, if I really want you to connect with me, I'm going to look at your website. I'm going to look at your front page of LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out where you went to high school. I'm going to find
out.
Well,
I call it stalking.
Follow.
I call it stalking
well,
prospects.
It's
I stalk them.
Stalking. It's smart stalking.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to me. I'm getting a little heated here. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
You waste my time when you are generic and you're just talking about you. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad for these people.
Especially, Karen, when they might have something I actually would like if they wouldn't cause me to delete them right out of the box. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this with Karen Kerrigan. Karen Cortell Reisman. I'm sorry, Karen Cortell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.